Track 6. This time of year is all about giving, and now we hear from two people with different stories but the same outcome, the gift of life.
I give blood about twice a year. As a needle phobic, I don't look forward to it. But along with the club biscuit and cuppa at the end is the warm feeling of knowing that you will have contributed to a stranger's well-being or recovery from surgery. As a Christian, it also feels a small yet compelling response to my Saviour's calling to servanthood. At Christmas and all year round, what better gift to give than the gift of life? Rachel, John and Graham agree, but have gone so much further down that path. As the leaves began to turn to autumn colours, we met at Bishop's House in Norwich to find out what unites a vicar, a bishop and a churchwarden beyond their obvious shared faith. I can remember as a teenager making the decision to carry a donor card, recalls the Reverend Rachel Dines, team rector of the Hunstanton and Saxonshaw Benefice. Then, as soon as I was old enough, I started giving blood and signed up to the Anthony Nolan Bone Marrow Register. I'd been brought up by Christian parents to be loving and giving, and I guess this was an extension of that. While I was at theological college, I started to investigate the possibility of becoming a living organ donor. Following a conversation with a clergy friend who had received a kidney from his mother, I began to feel a strong sense of calling to find out more. So I did a shedload of research and jumped through an enormous number of hoops, but was finally approved to donate. Rachel's enthusiasm for this topic bubbles out of her. I just thought, I've got two kidneys and the health professionals are telling me I can live perfectly healthily with just one. I'd do it for a member of my family, so why not a stranger? Rachel nicknamed her spare kidney Charis, which means a gift of grace. John's story is from a different perspective. A former headmaster of Glebe House School, Hunstanton, John is a churchwarden in Rachel's benefice. He lost his wife Bridget in November 2019 to a brain hemorrhage. Having been put into an induced coma, it became clear that Bridget was not going to recover. All six of her siblings and her two children and their partners were able to say their goodbyes. He said, "When the transplant team came in to talk to us about the possibility of organ donation, it was just a no-brainer because we knew it's what Bridget would want." The family had a long wait on the final day for Bridget to be taken off life support at the right time to enable the donation of her organs to go ahead. "It was a very difficult day," John recounts, the raw emotion still strong in his voice. "But because we were united in the belief that we were doing the right thing, that sustained us." Bridget's organs gave new life to two people on the waiting list. John and his family received letters from both recipients and found that the woman who received Bridget's liver would now live to see her first grandchild born this Christmas. Having been a board member of the Human Tissue Authority for 5 years, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, Bishop of Norwich, was keen to meet Rachel and John to hear their stories, and in particular, their views on the recent change in the law around organ donation from signing up to opting out, or to quote, deemed consent. Bishop Graham is on the organ donor list, but was against the law change. He said, "My own feeling is that donation is a remarkable gift. As soon as it's a right of the state to harvest your organs without your previous consent, it's no longer for me about being a gift. I would have much preferred the campaign money that was spent on educating about the change in law to have been invested in encouraging the choice to become organ donors. Both Rachel and John's wife have given an incredible gift to others, motivated by their faith. I would strongly encourage others to have that conversation with their loved ones to ensure that what can be a terrible time of loss can bring hope and new life. John and Rachel both felt that the change to deemed consent overall was a positive one. John thinks it might take pressure off a family to make the decision if they didn't know their loved one's wishes. Rachel thinks anything that raises the number of potential donors is good news, and was reassured by the medical professionals she spoke to that bereaved families would still be given the final choice. One person dies every day in the UK while on the waiting list for a donor organ. The COVID-19 pandemic has meant fewer transplants have been carried out, as well as diverting attention from the change in the law. Both are good reasons to consider having that conversation with our families. Not knowing who her recipient was, Rachel sums up the experience. It was like the biggest secret Santa you could ever give.